Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University's School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Taisha Swinton-Buck join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Swinton-Buck is the principal of Digital Harbor High School in Baltimore, Maryland, and was recently named the 2021 State of Maryland Principal of the Year. Many congratulations, Dr. Swinton-Buck, on this esteemed accomplishment. We're so very proud of you in the Drexel School of Ed. So we're really excited to have Dr. Swinton-Buck as a guest today to learn about the impact that her Drexel EdD has had on her leadership and scholarship. So Dr. Swinton-Buck, tell us about what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EdD in Educational Leadership and Management from Drexel.
Well, thank you for having me first. I will say that I also got my master's at Drexel, so I'm like Drexel's through and through. I enjoyed my time so much in my master's program in educational administration that I decided to get my EdD in educational leadership. And that was also a great experience. And, you know, when I started in the EdD program, I started as an assistant principal and I started the EdD program, which was, you know, a challenge that I signed up for. And ever since then, I moved from an assistant principal position in Newark, New Jersey to a principalship in Baltimore, Maryland. And in the past few years serving as a principal, I've been working diligently to make sure that my school community is fully supported with a focus on social justice and creating an equitable learning environment. And a lot of my experiences with my cohort members in both my master's program and the EdD program, we shared similar goals in creating equitable learning communities from various corners of the world. And I was really attracted to being able to engage with folks from other spaces to really share and gain further perspective on the work that we're doing as educational leaders.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And I didn't realize that you were a double Drexel alum. And I'm a Drexel alum too. So we are co-dragons together. Yeah. So that is excellent. So you have been very busy since completing your EdD, and you've traveled, you've worked in different states, as you just mentioned. As you are aware, the Drexel EdD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners to identify and address problems of practice in their professional context. So what made the Drexel EdD appealing to you, besides the fact that you did complete your master's in the program? And then what were you looking for in a doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
I think the online aspect was really attractive for me because, as you said, I traveled, I relocated. And so being able to pursue my career goals, but also make sure that I can continue my education and not have a gap in my educational goals was very attractive for me. And since I had a good experience in the master's program, I knew that, you know, the EdD would probably replicate that and also like intensify the learning that I wanted to do. So that was really what I was looking for. And then also just recognizing that Drexel is, you know, first class is what I call it. As far as the service and support that I received from my advisor and my professors, through the master's program and EdD program, I always felt like I had the support that I needed to accomplish my goals. And I felt connected, although we were, you know, online and some folks I've never met in person, but I feel so connected that we still have relationships that help professionally as well as, you know, in my educational goals and aspirations.
That's excellent. That's so important and really speaks to the Drexel community. So one thing that I know that you had experience with in the EdD program that was different than the master's was the dissertation process. So can you tell us a little bit about your dissertation research? How did you come to the problem of practice that you selected? What did you learn about it? And then what would you say has been the most significant impact of your dissertation?
Yep. So my dissertation was largely influenced by my experience as a high school English teacher in Newark, New Jersey. What I quickly realized in my service as a high school English teacher was that, you know, a lot of times people look to administrators, of principals and assistant principals for, to lead the change and initiate the change and change, right? But what I realized was that I needed to lead from my seat as a classroom teacher. And I recognized that power early on because I was on the front lines. I was a direct connect to students. And so what I started to do was initiate the change that I wanted to see in the school community and the things that I heard from families and students. And I tried to be the voice for those stakeholders in leading the change. And so after transitioning out of the classroom, when I became an assistant principal and even as a principal, I've always led my school communities with anyone that, you know, shows up and is committed and wants to use their voice for change. I am willing to provide the support and resources so that they can be a part of those conversations, of the programming, of the systems and structures. And so my first year as a high school principal, my instructional leadership team was comprised of first and second year teachers. And a lot of people looked at that like, you know, what do they have to impact in this time of their career, because it's, you know, fairly limited because they just got into education. But for me, it's really about the passion and the commitment to social justice and equity that I prioritize over, you know, the years of service at that time. I feel like anyone can lead from their seat so long as they stay connected to their why and their passion for serving our students.
That was so beautifully stated and wonderful. And your instructional leadership team they're lucky to have you at the helm of it all. And it sounds like that your dissertation research has indeed had a significant impact in different areas. It's really incredible to hear about the impact. And as you know, one of the Drexel differences is our sustainable leadership. So this includes understanding how systems work, coming to understand one's own worldview, values, beliefs, and habits of mind, and how all those things influences leadership. So how did this impact the way that you see yourself within your own leadership context?
So my dissertation work, that I'll just share the title, Teacher Inner City Youth When Pedagogy Is Not Enough. And it really focused on change agent teachers, right? And it started with my experience as a high school teacher, but then I thought about as a leader, how I would leverage classroom teachers to lead the change, because I recognize that like it cannot just sit in me or in this seat, in this principal seat. There has to be collective investment in the vision, but then also people from all spaces within my school community to lead the change. And so ultimately, I want to have a larger impact and influence, but I recognize that it's not a singleton, right? It's collective. And so I always talk to my staff members about the collective work that we do to lead the change. And so a lot of times, you know, when people bring up ideas or new initiatives to me, what I ask is like, how can I support you? What resources do you need so that we can move forward? And then I'm all in. I'm invested in, you know, this new initiative or this new program that I know will support my school community. So I try to lead with that in mind, and I really try to leverage the skills and talents and the passion of those who are in my school community, from staff to students to parents. Even recently, we are starting a revamp in our peer mediation program, and it's really to give voice to our students. So what I recognized coming back from being closed for over 18 months was that this would be super challenging to, you know, reset climate and culture and get students reacclimated to, you know, process and procedure in a school building. And so what I wanted to do was leverage student leaders and recognizing that my juniors and seniors have a perspective and have experience that they can help other students in peer mediation and resolving conflict. Because, you know, if you sat home isolated on TikTok for 18 months, okay, when you get back into the building, we got to get reacclimated to these relationships and dealing with people who are different or who don't share the same values or come from different walks of life. And so we started this peer mediation with student leaders in mind and leveraging our student leaders to lead the change that we wanted to see in our climate and culture. So I just wanted to share that as an example of peer, it doesn't, you know, when there's conflict in the building, a lot of time people are like, where's the principal? Where's the assistant principal? And I'm like, no, where's my peer mediators? Because we're going to do this together.
That's really powerful, Dr. Swinton Buck. And you've spoke to this. It's clear that equity is really central to your practice. You talked about it in terms of, you know, your commitment to creating equitable learning environments, to the work that you did with your cohort and your colleagues and the program. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience as a Drexel EdD student and or how your dissertation research impacted your ability to contribute to equity, to social justice, and or anti-racist practices in your current professional practice?
So this is like my top priority. Like, this is what I live for, equity and anti-racist education. So much so that recently I hired a dean of equity and anti-racism, which is like the first that I've, you know, seen in my system. So I'm really excited about that work, but it shows the commitment that we've made as a school community to make sure that we are serving every population represented in our school community. And my experience with my cohort members during the EdD program, I recognized that everyone came with a specific perspective and focus, and a lot of it was to give voice to underserved communities. And so, you know, I had cohort members who focused on equity in arts, equity in athletics, and students who receive special education services. And so when we looked across our cohort, I was really encouraged because there were so many practitioners who were dedicated and committed to these special populations that historically have been counted out and left out systemically. And so I was really, you know, throughout the dissertation process, even when it gets like really difficult to, you know, keep doing the reading and writing and staying, you know, staying on top of the things that you needed to do to complete your research, I was encouraged by my cohort members who were also doing meaningful work related to the experiences that they might have had in their K-12 experience or beyond.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swinton Buck. You have had a very successful career in education, beginning as a high school English teacher to now a principal of the year, which is so exciting. But out of all of that, what has been the greatest impact of the EdD on your career?
You know, there were moments during the EdD process where I really struggled and I wanted to like just walk away. I was like, look, I'm focused on my kids. I'm a principal. I got to focus on my school community. But I had to kind of pick myself up and recognize how the research that I was doing was important to our, you know, community, our educational community. And so ultimately, the EdD program's impact on me just helped me gain more relationships with people across the country. It helped me gain a broader perspective of the challenges and barriers that folks are facing across the country. And then we had a collaborative space where we thought about, you know, what are the solutions to these problems that we're facing, and how can we create these solutions so that they're sustainable and they actually make the impact that we want to see in the world.
Thank you for sharing that impact that the EdD has had on your professional practice, Dr. Swinton Buck. So tell us now, what's next for you professionally? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? And what additional impact would you like to have on society?
Yep, so ultimately I would love to be a superintendent of a large urban school district. And that is long-term goals. I don't suspect that will be in the next 5 years, but if the opportunity presents itself, I would certainly be honored to walk into that next stage of my life. But for right now, I am just so overjoyed with the work that I've done at Digital Harbor High School, and also just how I've been able to connect with other school leaders across Baltimore City to make Baltimore City, you know, a better place for all of our students. And so you know, I'm just going to continue to push the work. I'm going to continue to be a change agent in my work and sharing and collaborating with other folks in the educational realm, and continue to do better for the students that I serve.
Well, we want to hear all about your journey for your next steps, and any district will be lucky to have you at the helm. If you have time, Dr. Swettenbuck, we would like to ask you a few lighter questions.
Sure.
All right. The first one, if you could meet any famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, this is a no-brainer. It would be Jay-Z, Sean Corey Carter. I'm sorry. I have been obsessed with him since high school. And the more he matures in business and music and the things that he's done, it just, I'm just, yes, Jay-Z.
All right, great. And it's a great, great role model, like he says, from Marcy Projects to Madison Square Garden, just showing it now, even beyond that, because that was a long time ago, just showing kids that even that you can come from very low income backgrounds, not a lot of resources, but you can still be successful. So I think the story is very inspirational.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, following up on that then, what is your favorite or one of your favorite inspirational quotes? And I'll say, or song lyrics.
Okay. So in my high school yearbook, I did a Jay-Z quote because I was just at that time a fanatic. And the quote was, I'm so far ahead of the time. I'm about to start another life. Look behind you. I'm about to pass you twice. And at 18, that just spoke to me as like, you know, I'm a go-getter, and I just, you know, I'm making laps around people because I'm just going. Now, at this age, I know that being a go-getter, I have to balance that with just being, you know, thoughtful and critical and reflective about my practice. But that was an 18-year-old quote. That was the quote that I led by. That was in my high school yearbook. But recently I adopted a quote from Nelson Mandela that has really helped me cultivate the collective efforts in my school building, and it is, you win or you learn. And I constantly share this with staff and students because I want them to understand that even in those moments where we feel like we're losing or we're facing an unbearable challenge, that there's something to learn in those moments that's going to propel us forward. And so it's a constant conversation of failing forward and using those learning experiences to make the progress that's needed. So I gave you two, but yeah.
All right, that's great. And we'll take both of them. And just the last question, if you could choose one superpower, what would it be?
A superpower. I honestly wish that I didn't need as many naps or like as much sleep as possible. I feel like if I could get just, if the superpower was like you sleep for, you take one hour nap and then you're rejuvenated for another 23 hours, that would be amazing to me, because then I would be able to get everything done that I need to get done. I think that would, yeah.
That's great. I think that would be a helpful resource for us all.
Yeah.
It has been a pleasure to have EDD alumnus Taisha Swettenbuck on Impact today. Thank you, Dr. Swettenbuck, for sharing everything with us, all your accomplishments. We are always incredibly honored and excited to hear the amazing ways our EDD alums are having an impact in the world. Dr. Swettenbuck's bio will be posted with the link to this episode on our EDD program website. Thank you for tuning in to Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes, and the larger society. Goodbye for now.